Sewing is a historic craft that a lot of women in Utah take part in. That's why, when COVID-19 hit, the Family Consumer Science 4-H program decided to start a quilt-making sewing project to help celebrate women. The 4-H program received a grant to hold a conference that celebrated women's history. When the event was canceled due to the pandemic, the grant money went towards a quilt-making service project instead. Jolene Bunnell wrote the grant and headed the quilting project. She says the quilts are being donated to the nonprofit group Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
What they do is they make beds for kids and people who can't afford to have a bed.
When the project started, Bunnell says she only expected to get 34 quilts. But in one day, 45 clubs in 17 counties across Utah signed up to make a quilt.
Right now we're at 80 quilts that have come in. We only provided 66 quilt kits, but people have just donated it in addition.
I joined a meeting with the American Girl 4-H Club here in Cache Valley to learn about the quilt making process. The club helped make 3 quilts for the project.
I pledge my head.
The 4-H pledge was said at the beginning of the meeting before members started their projects. The American Girl 4-H Club is a service-centered club, so making quilts was right up their alley.
We have an ongoing project to serve in the world by providing a variety of things for children in Zimbabwe, and clothing and fabric. We make hats and we've sewn backpacks and collected school materials, different things in different years that we have provided. So our projects go clear around the world.
Lots of steps go into making a quilt. The girls split up the tasks in a conveyor belt-like manner. There were girls stitching squares, another pressing the fabric with an iron, and a third sewing fabric with a sewing machine. One of the members, Emily, mainly pressed or ironed the fabric. She also helped with the quilt tying, which she says is her favorite part. To do this, she pulled a piece of thread through the fabric, but not all the way, she says, or you'll have to start over.
And then you come back on the other side, and you want to get it close to where your first entrance was. Pull it through, and then you tie it like you would be tying your shoe. And then you do another one to make sure that it's secure, and then you snip them. And you're done.
The project was challenging, but the girls say it was worth it in the end. Another member named Zoe says her favorite part was looking at the finished project.
It was really fun for me, but the thing is, we put like a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this, mainly just blood.
Overall, the project was a great way for members of the club to get involved.
We tried to work with each girl with what abilities they had, and we found that the older girls did more of the sewing. The younger ones did more of helping us pin and press.
The project was supposed to end in December, but clubs are still finishing quilts. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.